John chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. The best is yet to come. In life, we have an opportunity to meet a lot of people. And the many people that we meet in life, some make an impression upon us. There's that school teacher that saw something in you that no one else saw. There's that first boss who believed that you had within you the ability to supervise others. Within all of us is people that we've met along the way. People make an impression upon you. We have people in our family that also makes impression upon us. We all have an Uncle Junebug that we'll see later this afternoon. And Uncle Junebug, to the best of his ability, will teach you the fine arts of getting drunk and barbecuing. And if that's not enough, you know Aunt Glory, she's going to come along and she's going to start rumors in the family once again. So as you celebrate this Mother's Day, don't forget that there's a lot of potential for danger and hurt within this day as well. People make an impression upon your life. But I think the truth be told that as many people that you will meet in life, none, even though they make impressions upon your life, will impact you the way that a mother does. She was there, of course, when you came into this world. She was there when you were dedicated back unto the Lord. She was there when you took your first step. She was there when you made the little boo-boo on your arm. She was there when you started crying and you couldn't sleep at night. And she was right there to see you through the entire night. There's no price that you can put on a mother. Because every single thing that you've gone through in life, a mother has been right by your side. When you went to school and people rejected you and laughed at you, mom was right there to tell you that everything would be all right. When you tried out for the basketball team and you failed, mom was there to tell you everything would be all right. So I don't know about you, but I don't need a calendar to remind me to celebrate Mother's Day. When my heart was broken, I can go and I can cry on mother's shoulder. When everybody rejected me, I can cry on mother's shoulder. When I graduated from high school, mom was right there. When I graduated from college, mom was right there. And even when you get married, mom is still right there. And so Jesus' mother was summoned to a wedding. She was asked to come to a wedding, and the Bible does not specify whose wedding it is. But Jesus' mother, she was there, Jesus was there, and the disciples was there. Now, if there's ever a time not to be embarrassed, it's at a wedding. Because on that day, the details are just planned out and everything is thought, everything is in place. So the worst thing that can happen on your wedding day is for you to be embarrassed. And Lord forbid, you run out of wine. I love going to weddings and hanging around a second or two after the wedding for the little, you know, get together with the family, because you know when you, as a preacher, you hang around a little while, they love you because you hang around. They want you to bless the food, but then Curtis, they want you to go so they can get their jack off. You have to be careful about receptions. They kind of trick it, you know? You stay there for a little while because you can't be rude and leave, but then you got to see when people start hiding stuff, it's time for you to get up out of there then, because they want to go and do what they want to do. And I don't blame folks. That's all right. You know, it makes me think, and I want to inject that here, and that is, if Jesus turned water to wine, would wine really send you to hell? Just asking a question. You see, because what I know is that there's nothing wrong with it. It's how you consume it. It's whether or not it controls you. That's why when you drive, I'm getting off on something. That's why when you drive by the stores, you don't see wine, you see spirits. Because the wine has the power to change your spirit about things. You know, when you drink a little wine, you can get real bad, real bold. You can do some things that you couldn't do when you were sober. So wine has that spirit, and that's what we're going to deal with this morning, the releasing of the spirit. Amen. And so they're all sitting around, and they run out of wine, and when they run out of wine, Mary comes to Jesus, and in essence she says to them that, you know, they have no more wine. And Jesus says, woman, that's not my business. Listen to this. People sometimes in life will disrespect you, but there still has to be an expectation upon yourself. When people disrespect you, there still has to be an expectation upon yourself. Now, when he said woman to his mother, that was actually just the language of the day. He really wasn't disrespecting his mother, but people quite often will disrespect you. And when people disrespect you, you have to be careful that you don't walk into the trap. See, people are searching for emotions. And so when they disrespect you, you lose focus and you just want to get somebody back. You lose focus and you don't do the thing that God is calling you to do. When God calls you to do something, you've got to believe that God has prepared you to do that thing. All the hell, everything that you've been through in life, God knew exactly that you were able to stand in the midst of it. That's why he chose you to go through it. Your name was on the set of troubles. Your name was on the circumstance. I wish I had somebody with me this morning. You really believe you came through that thing by yourself? God chose you to go through it because God knew just what was inside of you because your mother trained you up in the ways in which you were supposed to go. You see, what a mom does is always look at a child and she always sees the potential in a child. She expects something from you. And even when you're lazy and you don't want to do it, she still expects it. She still pushes you. She still makes you go. She still says, yes, you can. You ought to celebrate your mom this morning because she made you who you are today. So Jesus says, woman, what does this have to do with me? In other words, what he was saying was, my hour has not come. But a mom sees something in you even when you don't see it. Because the truth of the matter is, a child will wait forever until the lightning flash and God shows your sign, and then you'll move. But sometimes mom have to light the fire to you. Sometimes mom have to get you to move. And I appreciate that about mom. I heard the young lady said this morning, if I don't say anything, then that means I don't care. You see, you think sometimes just because mom is always talking and always saying this because she just ain't got nothing else to do. No, baby, she loves you and she's trying to bring out the very best in you because she knows the seed, she knows the word, she knows what she planted inside of you. And so if it's inside of you, she wants it back because she's saying, listen, you're my responsibility and I know that I've trained you the way that you should go. Now, when mom trained you doesn't mean you won't drift away. We all have drifted away, but thank God for a drifting this morning, because when I drifted, I discovered that I need the Lord to come up out of this mess. Have you ever found yourself drifting away from God and say, Lord, I need you. Every hour, I need you. Lord, I need you. And God is a God that always pours before your back. Have you ever been in a situation and know you were on the wrong path? No, mom told you better than that, but you drifted anyway, listening to the wrong crowd. But when you drift, mom says, I don't care how you got there. That's my child. I'm coming to get you. You may be in jail, but I'm coming to get you. You may flunk out of school, but you're still my child. There's nothing like the love that a mother has for a child.
Amen.
Jesus says, woman, my hour has not come. And Mary said, you acting crazy. You talking about your hour hasn't come. Since you don't want to listen, let me tell somebody else. Whatever he asks of you, do it. See, mom brings stuff out of you when you feel like sitting on it. Don't sometimes you just say, I'm just tired. I don't want to go back to school. I just give up. I'm just going to drop out of school. I'm not going to go to college. I'm not going to do anything. And mom said, well, you're getting up out of here.
Amen.
You're going somewhere.
Amen.
You see, because she knows what's inside of you. And because what's inside of you, she knows your potential. And so when mom trained you up, mom uniquely deposited some stuff in you. And every time you deposit something, you can expect a withdrawal. And the withdrawal is how you become as an adult. And so mom trained you up, and now that you're an adult, mom wants to sit back and look at my child. Look at my son. Look at my daughter. Taking pride that every time you score two baskets, she don't know what it means, but she clapping anyway because that's her child. Every time you catch the football, she don't know what's going on, but she clapping anyway because that's her child. That is the love that a mother has for her child.
Amen.
And so Mary says, whatever he asks for, you do it. See, what Mary understood is that sometimes in life, people will try to derail you. People will try to get you off course. But when the world tries to derail you, mom will always excel you. She'll push you to do better. She'll push you to do more. You see, Jesus was born Son of God and Son of Man, but he still had to be nurtured. He still had to grow up. And Mary had the same responsibility that you today as a mother have, and that is to train up your child. And just like Mary trained her child up to do remarkable things, Jesus Christ died on the cross so your child can do remarkable things. Don't you ever stop pushing your child. Don't you ever settle for anything with your children. You gotta push your child beyond you. It's not enough if the next generation get a job in the same factory that you got a job in. That's not enough, baby. If you achieve that, you gotta expect more for your child. If I'm working in this plant, no, you gotta go to college. There's no choice about it. And if you went to college, no, you gotta go to grad school. There's no choice about it. If you went to grad school, no, you gotta get a PhD. There's no choice about it. You gotta push your children. And every child won't do the educational thing, and that's all right, but every child still can succeed. It takes more than an education to succeed. It takes the wisdom of God. And if you may not, and listen, you may not have everything that somebody else had, but what you do have is two knees that you can fall on. And every now and then when your child gets away, you need to know that you can fall on your knees. See, the lesson this morning is all about this, and that is Jesus says to them, fill up the jar with water. When they filled up the jar with water, they filled it to the brim. And then Jesus says, now draw out of them. You need to understand this, and that is what your mom deposited into you, she wants to draw it out of you. And everything that you've gone through in life, you better draw from it. You better draw from the divorce. You better draw from the sickness. You better draw from the flunking out of school. Everything that you got go through in life, you gotta draw something from it. Because what the world, what Satan meant for evil, God says, I meant it for good. Somehow God can turn a bad situation around. You got to learn to start embracing the bad stuff in life, knowing that I can draw something from it. Everything that you go through in life, you can learn something from it. God didn't send you there just to tease you. There's something in there. There's a lesson in the pain somewhere, because attached to the pain is your purpose. God was trying to get you to move, and you wouldn't move, so he had to put a little pain on it. But now you understand that God has a plan for your life. So God is saying, you gotta draw from it. Watch this. God says, Jesus says to them, you gotta draw. He says, draw from from the jugs. And when they drew, what they discovered was the best wine was there. See, generally you put out the best wine first, folk get drunk, then they can't taste how bad the bad wine is. And so what he was saying is this. He says, we took a little sample and we took, it's in the Bible, by the way. He said, it is. It's in John chapter 2. It's in the Bible. So he took a little sample and then he gave the sample to the king. And when the king tasted, what he says is that you've been saving all the best stuff for last. You gotta watch this. Children sometimes will drift away from home. But mothers, because of what you have deposited into your child, you may not see it yet, but the best in your child is to come. Yeah, he drifted from home, but the best is yet to come. Yeah, you may not understand where he is right now, but the best is yet to come. You see, sometimes we drift away from God. All of us children of God drift away, but God sees the very best in you. And he said, yeah, I know you made a boo-boo right there, but I'm still going to use you in the kingdom of God. You ought to celebrate this morning that God says, even when you drifted away, I draw you back. Somebody said, through loving kindness have he drawn me. I'm glad that God loves me. I'm glad that God gave his only begotten son, because one day I drifted away. And when I drifted away, woke up, found myself in the wrong place. God says, but love has the power to draw you home. You ought to celebrate God this morning, because love has the power to bring you back home. And they said, wait a minute, you're saving all the best stuff for last. You got to notice that in the last day, this day, God is doing a transfer. He's getting out of the hands of the wealth into your hands. You better be in a good place so that you can receive right now. God is transferring. That's why you look around and so many church folk is being blessed right now. That's why you look around and so many preachers who you thought had it going on really had a second life behind the scenes. And God is uncovering stuff. And God is showing you stuff. You got to be careful who you praise. You better give God all your praise. You got to follow God. You got to put your hope in God. You got to put your faith in God. You got to put your Jesus says to him, he says, listen, I want you to draw out of the jar. And when they drew out of it, what they discovered, that the best was still in there. Inside of you, all of the pain that you're going through, all of the miseries that you're experiencing, God is saying, but the best is still inside of you. See, I know you think you're going to crack, but baby, you are right, because you're tied up, wrapped up, hanging up in Jesus. Oh, ain't nothing going to happen to you. You may be a little heartbroken, but you are right. Somebody may hurt your little ego, but you'll get up, you'll get over that, because God got a plan for your life. And whatever that plan is God has for your life, you better believe, baby, you're going to see that thing. You better believe, baby, you're going to walk through that thing. You better believe, baby, I may go through something and it may not feel good, but God says, I got your back, I got your front, I got your up, I got your down, I got you, baby. In the midst of going through something, you got to know who's carrying you through the storm. You got to know how you got through that thing. You see, one day God looked down at you and said, that's my child, I got purpose for you. And he put a hand of protection around you. And he said about you, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every lion killer that comes against you, he said, I already knew that thing for you. You got to know that God is going to fight your battle. You got to know that you got a plan. And God is saying, I want something out of you. And so when he's deposited in you, he says, I'm going to give you a mother. And that mother's going to deposit a seed in you. And she's going to train you up. And she's going to teach you the ways of the Lord. Now, when you get old, don't get cute and think that the old times of mom don't work no more. You remember when you were coming up and every night you used to walk around the house and mom was praying and you wanted to watch TV? And you say, Mom, would you please be quiet so I can watch TV? I thank God she stayed up all night praying for me. I thank God when I was so stupid, didn't even know to pray for myself. I thank God I had a prayer mother. I thank God she sacrificed. I thank God she won old stuff so her children can have new stuff. Anything. She says, what my child needs, that's what I want. You see, a mom will make sacrifice for a child when their old dad's still down the street somewhere, still think he's young. But mom is saying, no, baby, I'm right there by your side. You ought to celebrate your mom this morning. In closing, I say this. The church is the womb to us today. Your mother, in essence, served the purpose of allowing you to be in her womb. And then she pushed you out. And when she pushed you out, she began to deposit. She began to teach you some things. When you come to church, you are to be taught some things. So in the midst of going through something, you got a word to stand on.
Amen.
See, sometimes I can't remember what Ezekiel 54:19 or 27:31. I can't remember that. But what I do remember is Mom saying, pray. Sometimes I can't quote John 3:16 when the heat is really on. But I remember Mom saying, pray. Sometimes I can't get the words out and I don't know what to say, but I remember Mom saying, pray. See, something about prayer makes everything all right. And she may not have gone to college and she may not have lived in the best house in the community, but she found herself on bended knee. You see, on the last day, that's the thing that matter is, did she deposit that inside of you? Oh, she made a lot of mistakes. She jacked up something, but she still meant well for her child. You see, it's not easy being a mother. Children, listen to me. There's no book.
Come on.
There's no roadmap. There's no direction that comes with being a mother. And she can't treat you the same way she treated John that was 2 years older. Because your little personality is different. So she has to be very, very unique, pray and ask God for discernment so she can pick up on what it is that you like. It's no easy task. But I can look at you now and say, in spite of the mistakes, she still did a good job with you. Because the truth of the matter, you're not wanting for anything. Let me say this to you who have lost your mom. Your mom has gone on to be with the Lord. She may not be here physically with you. And it may bring tears to your eyes that she's not here. But what she deposited inside of you, it would never die. It would never die. And I think the truth be told, if she had the choice to come back, she wouldn't. Because she saw something so, so much better. You gotta learn how to thank God for the good time. You gotta learn how to say, Lord, thank you that at least I had a chance to get to know her. At least I had a chance, Lord, to see her smile. At least she made an impact on my life. Whatever it is that she deposited to you, y'all deposited to yours. And the one that lived next to you, and the one that lived down the street from you, that's your responsibility to her, is to deposit that into someone else. She's still with you. She's still with you. And if your mom is sitting by you this morning, don't allow a calendar to dictate when you celebrate her. Don't give her no flowers today and disrespect her tomorrow. This is a great day. We call it Mother's Day. And it's the day that God has given us where we can celebrate.
Yes.
I want you to stand with me this morning as we close out this morning.